Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Welcome to the Contractor Fight Sales Podcast. So, Steve, before we get into this, I just want to thank our audience for listening to the show, sharing it with people, giving us ratings and reviews. I know we're having an impact, but it's nice every now and then when you get some props, right? And the other day, last year at this time, we broke the top 100 in entrepreneurship on Apple Podcasts out of about, 1.5-2 million podcasts. And the other day, I hadn't checked it for like a year, over a little less than a year. And we were, I think, number 86. So we had moved up quite a bit out of all that. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. Appreciate you listening to the show. We try to bring you guys things that are relevant and real talk and not a bunch of bullshit. And Steve, that's what we're going to talk about today is some of the bullshit that's out there in the world and how we approach it, how we our mindset is towards it. And that's this. We hear this all the time. Some variation of this, and you can add your variation. Tom, I hear what you're saying with 50% and pre-qualifying people, sending you pictures and raising prices, whatever the fucking thing is. But I can't do that in my area. That just won't work in my area. And we've called bullshit on that from day one. I remember the first time I heard you speak, you got up and talked about what you were charging in the water feature industry in front of 500 pond contractors. And they all thought you were fucking full of shit until we started our sales training program. And then they started implementing it. And they're like, oh, well, maybe this shit does work no matter where I am. And I want to say this real quick on this whole can't do that in my area. You're in Maryland. There might be some, Maryland, super high cost of living. Everything's more expensive. Okay. And I'm in Colorado Springs. It's a little cheaper, right? Maybe somebody's listening to this in, I don't know, bumfuck Kansas somewhere, and they run a contracting business. Guys, we're not talking dollar amounts here, right? Like if you're going to build a pond, Steve, in Maryland for 15 grand, okay, at your 50% or better, maybe just your local market might be like 10 grand, but that can still be 50%. We're talking percentages here. And I think a lot of people get hung up on the dollar amounts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I can only answer all those naysayers with one thing. I've been in 3-4 businesses. Mm-hmm. I'm going to discount the hair salon business I was in.
That you lost your ass on.
But the other business, including this one, I was way more expensive always, 50%, mm-hmm. 25 to 50% more than everybody else. And I still did more work. I made more money. I ran a better business. And mm-hmm. So this is your brain's defense. This is your brain lying to you, telling you, putting up a roadblock saying, no. All my life, I've learned, 2%, 5%, 10% profit margins or 20%, wherever you learn the rule, that doesn't work for me. And I tell you why. I do not have an MBA, but I have a degree in human to human relationships. And I know one goddamn thing. This world is expensive. Mm-hmm. Everything comes in terms of thousands. Like you're talking percentages. I'm not talking dollars. Everything is thousands. Nothing costs hundreds. Mm-hmm. College, retirement, your wedding coming up, all of it. This shit, kids, just their cost $1 million alone. Everything costs thousands. You need to generate a lot of money. Even when I asked a basic question, what does it cost you? And you can, if you're listening to me, answer this question, to live a good life. In your area, whatever that number is, it's got to be 100 grand. Because 100 grand in my area is poverty. I mean, it's practically poverty. It's literally, I think, in San Francisco, two people married can make $108,000 a year combined and get government assistance.
Yep.
So if you're sitting there telling you all I need is 40 grand to live, Well, you know what? You're not saving for your kids. You're not saving for yourself. You're not going on fabulous vacations. You're not doing all the things you can do to get your brain back in order. It's you just have to stand up and go, I need to generate X amount of dollars. And the easiest way to do that is the lowest hanging fruit on the tree is raise your prices to 50%. You could tell yourself it ain't possible. And you know what? You're right.
Yeah. Yep. Raise your prices to 50% and learn how to sell. That's it.
And learn.
And I think I know what you're going to say here since we've been tied at the hip for so long. Steve, what solves money problems?
Well, solves money problem is money.
There you go. And I want to back up a minute to something you said about we're not talking hundreds, we're talking thousands. I'll never forget, we were on a call when we first started this thing, coaching people, and you were working through somebody's shit between their ears that they had about money. And you said, you challenged, I forget the exact words, but the point was you challenged the person that you need to shift your thinking and add a couple more zeros to the things in your head on the numbers. You know what I mean? Because this person at this time was literally talking in hundreds. And you're like, this is why you've been where you're at for the past 6-8 years, because I know the person had been in business for a while and they can never get off that hamster wheel. And that one shift stuck, or that one statement really stuck with me. And so I usually say it like, you know, hey, be a bigger zero. That's how I remember that, you know, like, Steve, you need to be a bigger zero, you know? And that's just like, so if you're thinking $100, think $1,000. If you're thinking $5,000, think $50,000.
So your brain, I'll go back to this because this is the base of it. Your brain will do whatever it needs to do, lie, cheat, and steal to keep you in a particular comfort zone. The comfort zone you currently are in is whatever you were taught as a child. Yep. If you were taught things like, and I was, and I know, Tom, you were too. Mm-hmm. So we had to overcome this shitty scarcity thinking. We were taught that people that are wealthy must have stolen that money or done something bad to somebody else. In other words, rich people are bad. So in your subconscious, when you say you don't want to charge 50%, I think you believe deep down that if you do charge 50%, you're one of those bad people.
Mm-hmm.
So once you wrap your head around that, you deserve to have a good life, and a good life costs money, then you'll step up to the plate and get what you deserve. I can tell you, think about how many times in the last year or two, your problems were attached to money in any way, shape, or form. I've probably had in 40 years, every time the stock market crashes, which has probably been 3 times in my life, maybe 4, that's the only time I ever think about money,
mm-hmm.
besides making it.
Right.
But I've never had in 30 years, quote unquote, a money problem. I mean, I got all the other problems. Trust me, Tom, you know me well enough to know I got a shit ton of problems, but they're not money ones. And if you could, and most people, 90% of their problems are money related, but they still won't get off their ass and charge what they're worth.
I want to revisit what you just said there a second ago about how our brain is wired to protect us from being uncomfortable. And contractors, for some reason, continue to put ourselves in this box of, yeah, I do all this hard work. I take all these risks with my body, with our equipment, with property, and all the headaches of the weather, and all the, just think of all the things that you have to juggle owning your business, and to keep yourself in this box that you don't deserve to make what a doctor makes. Or a lawyer make. I mean, Steve, you make way more than the average doctor or lawyer, and you have for many years.
My partner in the pool business 35 years ago, and my accountant, we were all joke that I would love to be a doctor or a lawyer, but I couldn't live on their salaries. that was a joke at 30 years old. This was my mindset.
January, we bought a car for one of our daughters, and I had to fill out the thing, you know, that you fill out, blah, blah, blah. And the guy comes back after I filled it out. And he goes, man, I just got to ask you, he goes, what the hell do you do for a living? You know, and I told him I help contractors. And the whole thing about what a doctor or a lawyer makes and things like that, you guys, in fact, my CPA has said to me before, I'm sure yours has too through the years, like, holy shit, I'm in the wrong business. And guys, it's not the business you're in. It's the mindset that you bring to the business. Because I guarantee you these attorneys, and I know doctors have all these other fucking crazy things with insurance, and all, that's not a world I understand. But I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care if you have a hot dog stand, Steve, and everybody sells a hot dog for a dollar. You can sell a hot dog for $2.50. Okay? You can do it. You just have to find a way. And because we're wired to protect ourselves, and this is the point that I'm rambling to make, is because we're wired to protect ourselves, we allow, because we're not intentional about the way we think, we allow ourselves to focus on the fact that I don't have, or I got to think in hundreds, or scarcity, lack, blah, 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 can't do this. And this is the golden, I think one of the golden, I don't know how many golden rules we have, Steve, but this is one of them. All right. You get what you fucking focus on. You get more of what you tell yourself. The stories we tell ourselves matter. I know Mile High coming up in less than a month now. You know, me, you, and Derek are opening day one, and it's going to be hard-hitting, emotional, factual, in their face, and it's all going to be geared around the stories that you tell yourself. And so if you tell yourself something as simple, man, there are plenty of people in this city that would be happy to pay an extra 30, 50% for my services. I promise you, you guys, you're going to see more opportunities for that. And that, to me, that's the root issue of this. Can't do this in my area, is you focus on, I can't do this in my area. Instead of, I mean, maybe you can talk to this more because you know all the details, but you would always, you use this analogy. I haven't heard you say this in probably, I don't know, at least 3 years personally. Maybe you've talked about it on a training call about the desert analogy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And that's that, like, Steve, you made it a point to have so many leads coming into the business that you could charge whatever the fuck you wanted. If I told people, if somebody looked at your sales tracker and saw that you had a 18 to 22% close rate, they'd be like, this guy's a shitty salesperson, you know? And it's like, well, not when you look at his fucking bank account. And when you look at the flow of life that you have in your business and how you do it all with this small team, and because you have the pick of the litter. So I don't want to get into the marketing thing, but guys, you have to market, you have to build your brand, step on the gas, especially now during a recession and all the economy and inflation, while everybody's playing the fear game. I promise you, if you guys focus on stepping on the gas and building your brand, you are going to sell the right jobs. I mean, if you sell a job right now, and this piggybacks into the economy right now too. Most people, Steve, are going to be dropping their prices right now to be competitive. I got to keep the guys busy. And you never just kept the guys busy. Very rarely, if ever. You always had that mindset of, we're going to sit at home if we're not going to make the money that we're going to make. If you're a window installer, you deserve a simple choice. Anderson 400 series windows. They're the windows contractors trust the most based on a 2022 survey of U.S. contractors, probably because they have fewer callbacks and extra peace of mind. And thanks to shortened lead times, they're available faster. At the Contractor Fight, we like to highlight companies and products who have a track record of delivering high quality and service to contractors, like Anderson 400 series windows. Request a quote today at AndersonWindows.com. Speak to that whole desert thing, because I know I just fucking probably confused everybody.
Well, the desert analogy is, most people think that the desert doesn't have enough water and it's a shithole, but actually the desert has the perfect amount of water. So the desert thrives as a desert. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's your job. Your job is to come up with the perfect amount of work. So when you talk about, you know, I have an 18 to 25% closure rate, I am getting rid of all the tire kickers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just getting just enough water so my company can survive. My whole goal is to book my year out with the jobs I want at the price point I want them at. That's mm-hmm. my job. And if I only get 5% of all the people that call me and it does that, I'm happy.
That's a
if
win.
I got to do 50%, close 50% to do that, then that's a hell of a hill to climb. You know, the stories you tell yourself, and I'll tell you why, this is a story I tell myself. I just want to book my year out and make a shit ton of money. And I had my knee replaced 2 years ago, Tom. That man who did my knee, he charged me, took him an hour and a half, charged me 10 grand. Now, I had to pay for everything else, you know, the hospital center and all that shit. So this 10 grand for an hour and a half's worth of work was what this man put in. What kind of profit margin do you think he's working on? Mm-hmm. That's the story I tell myself, because he looks at me and goes, I'm changing this man's life. I'm going to give him a new knee, a new look, outlook on life. Well, when I deal with someone's pawn, I think the same thing. I'm worth 10 grand. Mm-hmm. I'm worth 20 grand. Our average job, what we did for 20 years in a row, was somewhere in the $25,000 range. And we were making roughly 14, 15 grand of pure profit. And I just kept doing that every single week. Because I believe when someone calls me and they got a pawn problem, I believe I'm that doctor, knee replacement doctor. I believe I can change their life. And I am worth it. I am worth that. I'll leave it like this. Twice in my third year of business many years ago, it was a typical $10,000 job, maybe 15, because they were pain in the ass customers. The job site access was terrible, all this kind of stuff. And I could have gotten 15. I looked both men in the eye, just sized them up, says, if you want me to do this job, I can do it. But each job is $30,000. And they both said yes. I just matched what I had to come through. I had to perform at a very high level. And these men wanted what they wanted. And I had to deliver it. And I did. And one job in 4 days, I made $26,000 in 4 days. It cost me $4,000 to do the job. Mm-hmm. He was elated. Now, people listening to me are going, Steve, you just ripped them off. These are mega millionaire men who want the best of the best. And that happened to be me in that moment. And the other job, by the way, mm-hmm. I made like $24,000 in 5 days.
Last week, I think it was, it might've come out this past Monday, or maybe I think it was one before. I did a rant on sales. I really lost my crap. It was a solo podcast, Steve. And I said,
I'm so shocked.
Yeah. Are you shocked at that? And I said that you are in business for two reasons. The first reason is to meet a need. And the second reason is to make a shit ton of money. And you can't continue to meet needs if you don't make money. And when somebody, so for perspective, pull back, everybody. Listen, just see the big picture here. When you charge too little to be competitive and all this other garbage, and like I said, with the economy now, a lot of people listening might have lead flow dropping. That means you have less at-bats to make the money that you need to make. So you actually have to raise your prices. It's counterintuitive. But listen, when you don't charge enough, you're hiding from warranty issues and callbacks. You can't, you're always looking to go, man, we got to get out of here and get to the next job to get the next deposit check. And that creates this frantic pace to your business that you can never keep up with. Okay. And I want to put that on people's radar here, that charging more money. Now, you cannot charge more money in the absence of high value. Okay. Like that's the unethical part, Steve. There's a lot of people listening to this don't return their calls, don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't do a great job. They leave a job site a mess, you know, all this other bullshit. Their guy's taking a shit in the customer's bushes. Who knows, right? And ask me how I know. And so like, guys, all those things send a message. So if you're charging a lot of money and you're not calling people back, that right there to me is unethical. Okay. But when you charge enough, you can provide a better service for people. And that's what they want. I mean, think about this right now. If somebody comes to your house now, Steve, and they're like, God, there's no way I could paint this thing for, well, actually, better yet, you have a real story about an upgrade of a paint many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay. Okay. Tell the story. And then I have a question for you.
So, all right. So I had my house repainted many years ago, and it was $25,000. I remember. And my brothers, I'm in Maryland. And so my brothers, all three of them paint in Richmond, Virginia. So I asked them what the best kind of paint is. And they said, Duration.
Duration was the best kind of paint. Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. It had just come out and, it was hot. Yep.
So I go to the painter who's going to paint my house for $25,000 all in. I'm like, look, I understand this paint is the best of the best. I want to use it. He goes, Jesus Christ, that's expensive. I'm like, well, how much more will it cost me to do my whole house? He goes, it'll be $400. I'm like, wait. Let me understand what you're saying. You're telling me I'm about to spend $25,000 to put average paint on, but for $25,400, I could put the best of the best on? He goes, yeah, it's a waste of money, isn't it? I'm like, hell no, it's not a waste of money. I want the best of the best on my house. And this guy didn't even bring it up. He didn't even tell me, hey, you got a nice, because I got a nice fucking house, Tom. I'm just going to say it. You've been here. Uh-huh. You don't put cheap shit on this house. Mm-mm. And he was going to do that. And he didn't even bring it up because his brain had taught him from a little child that nobody upgrades like that. And he didn't even give me a choice.
So let me ask you this. And I have no idea what you're going to say. When he said, yeah, but it's a lot of money. At how much of an additional cost under the 25 would you have gone to for the best of the best before you gave a shit?
$30,000, $5,000, no problem.
Yeah, another $5,000, just like that. So think about this, you guys. What people need to understand is there are, what do we have, 350 million people? How many do you think own homes? I don't, let's just say it's 100 million people that own a home in the United States. Out of the 100 million, you're going to tell me in your city, your area, there's not 100 Steves?
There's a lot of me.
There's a lot of you out there. All right? So you guys, quit making up these bullshit stories in your head that you can't do this in your area. Okay.
Tell them the story when you and I first got together 10 years ago and we were thinking about doing our own gig like we're doing now. And we were trying to come up with pricing because I had no idea what pricing was because I'm not a coach. I didn't know anything about this world, but you had a little insight. So tell them that story.
I was speaking and coaching and doing some stuff, but I'd never done a group thing, a group coaching thing until we did our sales academy. And it was all one-on-one. And I think at the time I was charging $1,600 a month or something for one-on-one, whatever it was. And I you're like, what are we going to charge for this thing? And I came back a day or so later and I said, all right, I did some research and I literally did this. I'm embarrassed to say it and you put me on the spot now, to be honest. And I said, well, all the other group programs I see are like this amount of money, right? Like the big forbidden sin of pricing your work is giving a shit what the going rate is instead of the pricing it on the value they get. Right. And you said to me, I don't even remember the number I said, but it was stupid. It was a 12-week program that we started out with. And we ended up on $2,500 is what we ended up charging. And you had to pay in full. There was no payment plan, none of that shit. And you said to me, dude, at the end of this 12-month program, because we were kind of testing it out to see if anyone gave a shit, right? We're just
12-week program.
I'm sorry. You said, dude, if we walk away from this thing at the end of 12 weeks and we don't each pocket $30,000 or $40,000, I'm out. And sure as shit, we each pocketed $30,000+ in 12 weeks. And better yet, okay, the people that joined the program, their lives changed. I mean, I remember we had one guy, he's in Michigan and his initials are CO and he's a pond guy. You know who I'm talking about. He joined and the day his first call that he did about an hour after the first call he was on, he texted you and me and he said, I can't fucking believe this. I just sold a job for like $6,000 or $7,000 more than what I would have sold it for an hour before the call. Based on something I heard. And so
just people understand at the end of 12 weeks, you and I were done. Okay. That was fun. What do we do?
Yeah.
And the group's like, what next? We're like, we don't know. We don't have another program. Well, we could do another 12 weeks for $2,500. Okay. The people wouldn't let us go. They made us get into this every year annual thing.
What I've learned, and I know this isn't, I'll just say it. In that $2,500 12-week program that we had many years ago, it did two things. It made the member who signed up more invested, and they were more likely to implement because they paid way more than all the other going rates. Okay. Number two, we were better because we knew we had to bring as high value as we could to people. And so everybody won. Okay. Nobody that joined that thing and the people that are in Battleground and all that stuff now and our Coliseum nights and this and that, they get all of us. Okay. Meaning not just all of us number of coaches, but they get everything that we have, we give and we pour into people with fanatical attention. Okay. Because we understand that they're, we have to earn people's confidence. And then on the flip side, they have skin in the game. And there's an old saying, people who pay, pay attention. Okay. And so they went and they implemented these things they were terrified to implement, didn't think would work in their area. And every fucking day, and I post these, we still get them. People are like, man, I've been in Battleground for 3 weeks now and I made another 10 grand this month. Okay. So everybody wins, you guys. So just on, just say somebody joins Battleground and it's $700 a month, whatever the fuck we charge now. If you made an additional 10, if you sold work for 10,000 more than you would have, check my math here, Steve, but I think that's $9,300 more than you would have prior to investing in the $700. It's a win all around.
Yeah, it's once you decide, you know, it's funny. When I price a job, I price it based on mostly one thing. 99% of my job price that flows out of my mouth is based on what it costs me. I'm like data. I'm like an Android. It doesn't, if it costs me $15,000, I turn to the homeowner and say $30,000 and shut my mouth. And they normally accept it. If they go, can you do it for 25? I said, no, because I'm not going below that 50%. And if you just had that sort of courage, and as one of our members said, he goes, all you need to come up with is 10 seconds of courage in every consultation. Mm. You throw out your price. You shut your mouth for 10 seconds and let them respond.
That was 10 seconds, right?
That was 10 seconds. And it feels so goddamn uncomfortable. Most people are going to accept your offer because they can't stand it.
All right. Parting thoughts before we get out of here. What do you got?
Hey. You're either going to run your own plan in life or somebody else. Life is going to plan it out for you. You decide which way you want to go. And I've been both. And I'm telling you, the way you plan it out is way better to go. Better to be rich than poor.
All right. I'm going to give somebody, you guys, something tactical here. I want you to commit to this for 30 days. And then when it works, you can keep doing it. Okay. And that's this. While you're having a cup of coffee in the morning, grab a notepad and a pen or pencil, literally write these exact words 5 times in a row, same statement on the paper. Okay. Write 10 sentences, 2 different sentences, 5 times. Okay. First sentence is this: I am a magnet for money and success. Write that 5 times. And then under that, write, I am excited that there are so many people that are excited to pay me my prices. Brainwash your fucking self with that, you guys, because you have to combat all the other bullshit that's coming into your brain from the world. All the fear, all the contractor relationships you have. I mean, I can't imagine if we took a poll of everybody that listens, the hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this show, if we went, hey, how many times do you hear from your competitors or your friends and the trades and stuff? Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Quit fucking hanging around with those people. All right. And if you're going to keep hanging around with them, at least start your day right by putting the right things in your brain, because again, what you give your attention to grows, whether it's scarcity or abundance, I promise you. And then thank me after 30 days.
And just so you know, both Tom and myself at some point in our life have brainwashed and rewired our own brains to go from shit scarcity thinking to positive abundant thinking. And it can happen. I'm telling you.
And guys, I want to share this. I'm not going to give any details here because it's our business, Steve. But, you know, a couple nights ago, I was laying awake because we got a big money thing going on behind the scenes here. Okay. And my old way of thinking started creeping in. Okay. And I'm laying there and I felt myself going into the worry mode. Okay. And I got up. It was like 1:30 in the morning. I walked into the bathroom. I turned the light on. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I go, control what you can control. Do your fucking job, right? Like, that's how I get through this shit. You're a fucking magnet for money and success. You guys are going to pour fuel on this fucking thing. You know what I'm talking about. Guys, all of us, I mean, Steve, you, me, Derek, our team, every single one of us still has those moments where our old mindset and our own ways try to squeak in the side door or through an open window in the back and all this other bullshit. You talk about it being the inner roommate dialogue that you have every day. And that's why I say you got to start your day, you guys, telling yourself the story that you want to live out in your future. So
the whole inner roommate's an interesting podcast. Maybe we'll do that next week.
I say we do. So, well, dude, have a great day. I'll see you in a couple of days. Guys, it's Wednesday the 17th. I'm getting married here in Colorado Springs on the 20th, this coming Saturday. Steve and the gang are coming out, so it'll be good to hang with you.
And it's going to be a blast.
We are going to have a blast.
We get to actually high five and celebrate because we're in a place in life that neither one of us knew we would be 10 years ago.
Yeah,
this is so awesome, Tom, to be able to have this kind of success and share it with somebody else is the greatest joy on the planet.
I appreciate it, man. And I can't wait to hang with you.
If you make the shit by yourself, it's not fun. I mean, if you get the hot chick in high school, that's a little bit of fun. But what's really fun? When you get to share that experience with all your friends.
You talking like threesomes or something? Or
no, I'm talking about you get bragging right.
That's
you
right.
You get to tell them about it. Hey, I kissed a pretty girl. That was awesome. Tom, I'll see you Saturday.
Friday. I'll see you Friday when you get
Friday. Out. There we
Sounds
go.
Sounds good. All right, hi, guys, give us a rating. Give us a review. Share this with another contractor. If you have a question that you would love for us to answer that's sales related, send it to help@thecontractorfight.com and we'll dig into it. You guys rock. We got to roll.